Hachette Audio presents Baptism of Fire, written by Andrei Sapkowski, translated by David French, read by Peter Kenny.
Then the soothsayer spake thus to the witcher, "This counsel I shall give you. Don hobnailed boots and take an iron staff. Walk in your hobnailed boots to the end of the world, tap the road in front of you with the staff, and let your tears fall. Go through fire and water, do not stop, do not look back. And when your boots are worn out, when your iron staff is worn down, when the wind and the sun have dried your eyes such that not a single tear will fall from them, then you will find what you are searching for, what you love, at the end of the world, perhaps." And the witcher walked through fire and water, never looking back. But he took neither hobnailed boots nor a staff. He took only his witcher's sword. He obeyed not the words of the soothsayer, and rightly so, for she was wicked. Florent Delannoy, Tales and Legends. Chapter 1. Birds were chirping loudly in the undergrowth. The slopes of the ravine were overgrown with a dense, tangled mass of brambles and barberry, a perfect place for nesting and feeding. Not surprisingly, it was teeming with birds. Greenfinches trilled loudly, redpolls and whitethroats twittered, and chaffinches.